You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to the Papa Rock and J-Pop Show. You already have the truth. The mission of this podcast is to speak biblical truth into today's most controversial topics like abortion, homosexuality, transgenderism, and more. We speak these truths in a spirit of love and from the viewpoint of God's holy word, for which we shall not apologize. We're glad you're listening. And here we go. Welcome to the Papa Rock and J-Pop Show. You already have the truth. Hey, this is John Delaney hanging at the Wingman Hangar in Lakeland, Florida with Wingman co-founders and Papa Rock and J-Pop.
Hey,
yay!
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, John.
It's good to see you both. Jay, awesome to have you back. We missed an episode in between, and people are probably excited. And I know I got a group of guys that are like, "What happened?" And I'm like, we'll be back this Thursday, man. We'll be back.
But I am so glad to be back, well and doing fantastic. So thank you for many of your prayers.
We're excited to have you back, and so glad that miracles never cease to amaze.
They never cease to amaze us, and I certainly experienced one.
When you are comfortable with it. And sharing that on our podcast, your podcast, absolutely, we'll do that.
I would love that. Thank you.
So today we are wrapping up, concluding, can you be a Christian and vote Democrat? Hey, I tell you, I have a guy in my Monday morning group that's, and hey, Rob, shout out to you, buddy, who's like, he is eating this stuff up.
Is he really?
Yeah, and Dave Thurston said he's listening up in Michigan. Excited. So we've got some people listening to this. Yeah. This is awesome. So, super. Brother Randy, take it away, man.
Yeah. Good morning, Jay.
Good to have you back. Papa Rock. Thank you.
J-Pop. Yeah. So we're excited to conclude this podcast and to give everybody the opportunity to hear God's truth on this.
That's
and
it.
As you know, we're the Papa Rock and J-Pop Show, and you already have the truth. So here we go. So this is our conclusion, and today marks our fourth and final podcast on the subject of can you be a Christian and vote Democrat? Remember, guys, we're focusing on the Democratic Party platform, their stated beliefs on specific topics of interest, especially for Christians. Our questions have to do with, can a Christian support the policies of the Democratic Party and maintain their biblical convictions concerning these issues? Not the people in the Democratic Party, because we know there's lots of good people in both parties. Mm-hmm. But in our previous three podcasts, we addressed the contrast between the Republican Party platform and the Democratic Party platform, using their exact wordings as we communicated their beliefs of the platform. So we took the issue and then stated God's word plainly, what it says about the issue. One was abortion. Two, we did marriage. Three, LGBTQ issues. By the way, I have a new acronym for LGBTQ.
You do?
Yes, it's LGBTG. Let's get back to God.
Oh, I love it.
I like it.
I love it.
Then immigration, and then God and government.
Yes.
So Democrats are the party of choice. We feel that God is saying for those without faith, because if they truly had faith, they wouldn't be able to support this Democratic platform.
That's right.
That's not us saying it. That's God's word proving it.
Right.
And atheists and agnostics, you know, and anyone else who really doesn't have much of a faith.
Right. Nuns. I like that. Nuns. And we're not talking about Catholic nuns, right?
Yeah. Right. Well, they tend to gravitate toward the Democrat Party.
Yes. Absolutely right. So you remember back in 2012, which, by the way, that was a great movie if you haven't seen it, 2012. But when they had an argument on the national television at their convention, the Democrats, about removing God from their platform. That was interesting.
Yes.
And then in 2016 at their convention, they had a pastor up there praying, and then he gets heckled. Then the Democratic Party passes a resolution saying, we enthusiastically support the values of the religiously unaffiliated in America. Religiously unaffiliated, guys? That's code for godless.
Yes.
They're truly becoming a godless party by the actions of the platform and by their outreach and certainly by their beliefs.
Yep.
So, the Democratic Party platform is silent on the role of God in government. It's silent on the source of human rights. It celebrates the paramount importance of maintaining the separation between church and state enshrined in our Constitution. Entire platform mentions God only one time.
Unbelievable. You know, the issue is separation of church and state. It is not in the Constitution.
No.
Separation of church and state is a metaphor paraphrased from Thomas Jefferson and used by others in discussions regarding the Establishment Clause and Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, which reads, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. National Public Radio, which is not conservative, reported on that 2012 convention. Here's what they said. It was an unusual and scripted moment at the Democratic Convention. Wednesday, a chorus of boos erupted when the chairman called a vote to add a mention to God to the party platform and reaffirm Jerusalem as capital of Israel. Washington correspondent Liz Halloran talks about the dust-up. For instance, members of the Democratic Party are significantly more likely to report that they are atheist, agnostic, or have no religion in particular compared to those who align with the GOP. Only 5% of Democrats say decline in faith, church attendance, is a major issue for families. This is just absolutely unbelievable. Let's go back to the whole separation of church and state. This was not to protect the state.
No.
This was designed to protect the church,
right,
so that the state does not interfere with what the church
is doing.
That's what that means. And so when somebody says, well, you know, separation of church and state isn't in the Constitution, that's absolutely untrue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't know what they're talking about.
They do not.
It's true.
So have the truth.
But we have the truth. That's right. That's right. So next would be sex education. We'll talk about that a little bit. You know, they support, of course, the LGBTQ and inclusive sex education with a full range of family planning services, whereas the Republican Party platform encourages abstinence prior to marriage. Mm-hmm. The Democratic platform refuses that stance. It's free sex for everyone. Just use protection. However, comparing it to the Republican platform party, it states it supports sexual risk avoidance education that sets abstinence until marriage as the responsible and respected standard of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the Democratic Party platform. It supports the coercive HHS contraceptive mandate against faith-based groups like Little Sisters of the Poor. It condemns the Trump administration's regulation clarifying the definition of sex discrimination in the Affordable Care Act. This regulation allowed doctors, hospitals, and insurance companies to practice medicine and operate in accordance with their conscience. And that leaves the door wide open for any procedure based on a health care provider's opinion.
Wow.
Yet, what does the Bible say on the issues of sex, guys? Oh, it says a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Heck, Song of Solomon
all by itself. For you. In Hebrews 13:4, it says, let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous.
Mm-hmm.
1 Thessalonians 4:3, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God. Should I go on?
I'd go on.
1 Corinthians 6:18-20. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexual immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body.
Yeah.
1 Thessalonians 4:3. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality. And lastly, which there's more, but we're just going to take one more. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexual immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality.
How much more plain can it be? When somebody says to us, well, the New Testament doesn't address the issue of homosexuality.
Yeah, it does.
Here it is.
Yeah. And immorality and
yes.
sex before idolatry, marriage.
Adultery.
Exactly.
Yep.
And let me just stop and say this to our listeners. If you're living together with somebody you're not married to, you need to do one of two things, either get married or move out,
right. mm-hmm.
because that is sin, according to God's word.
Right.
That's not popular to say.
No.
Because
no.
even Christians, they're doing this,
right.
and it just can't be.
Well, you have to always, and just exactly what we're doing, we have to go back to what does God say
That's
about it?
It?
Then you have to make that decision based on that. And what we're pointing out
Good.
Here is, what is God saying about the supports, the things that the Democratic platform supports? What
That's
is
right.
God saying about that? It's not you and I, J-Pop,
no.
going, hey, we're condemning you for this.
That's
no.
That's right, Papa
It's a free country. You can do what you want. We're just saying, this is what God says about those issues that are important to the Democratic platform,
right. yeah.
how they compare to what God says about those issues.
Amen.
Then you got to decide.
And if you have made the decision that the Bible's the authority for what you believe and how you act,
right.
then that's settled.
Settled.
That's settled. It comes back, like you said, Papa Rock, it comes back to your choice.
Yes.
You have to decide, am I going to follow God or not?
Am I going to be the white or the black or the gray area?
That's right.
You're going to be in the gray area, you're going to have a problem with the big man upstairs.
There is no doubt about it. And then we go to education choice. The Democratic Party platform says Democrats oppose private school vouchers and other policies that divert taxpayer-funded resources away from the public school system, including the program at issue in the recent Espinoza decision. There is no mention of homeschooling. Democrats, by their policies, only support the union protected and supported public schools through the pouring of more money into the programs that are not working. They are anti-school choice. The Department of Education is beholden to the teachers' union, and policies and curriculum indicate that. And then human life. Democrats believe that life begins at birth, not at conception. But the Bible teaches that life begins at conception. This article is from gotquestions.com. It says, does the Bible teach that life begins at conception? The Bible does teach that life begins at conception. Every culture's view of when human life begins changes as society's values, moral standards, and knowledge about the process of embryonic development change. Prior to the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court decision that allowed abortion on demand, developing embryos were considered unborn persons. Mm. Now, when a fetus that could survive on its own outside its mother's womb could be aborted under certain medical circumstances, this demonstrates that we do not consider an unborn child to be a true human being. Yet ultrasound says totally differently from that. Science tells us that human life begins at the time of, along with its height and hair, eye and skin color, the only thing the embryo needs to become a fully functioning being is the time to grow and develop. More importantly, God reveals to us in His Word that not only does life begin at conception, but He knows who we are even before then, Jeremiah 1:5. King David said this about God's role in our conception: "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Society continually seeks to devalue the lives of the unborn, creating its own definitions of humanity based on distorted views of morality. But the undeniable fact is that life begins at creation, and a human is created as soon as he or she is conceived. God is present at our creation. He is, in fact, our Creator. Mm-hmm. Our value as human beings created in His image is conceived even before we are. Mm-hmm. So take what the Bible teaches and compare it with the party platforms. Which is most consistent with the Bible? There must be no inconsistencies between what the Bible teaches and what a party platform communicates.
Brother, that's profound
it,
there.
It really is. And I want to put in a plug for gotquestions.com.
Great
that
plug,
is a
man.
Great resource. Good, strong, biblical resource.
Yes, very good. That's interesting, the wording there about God's our Creator, and He created us, and He's the Creator, and the creation is at conception.
Yes.
So if you think about that, if you're one of the people that does not believe that life begins until you're born,
yeah.
But you believe we have a Creator and He's created you
yeah.
in the womb, that doesn't line up.
It doesn't make sense.
Right? The Creator is creating the creation of us within the womb.
That's exactly right.
It's interesting.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you covered it. I mean, and I know probably a majority of the people that listen to this are not against what we're talking
right.
about. They agree with us, but that's a tool for them. Got questions
yes.
is a great tool, but these are tools that you can bring to friends and family
yes.
members that you know that are opposed or mm-hmm. or do the things that God is saying not to do.
That's right.
So,
yep.
That's right.
So, in conclusion of all of this,
it's been a journey, guys.
Through the four podcasts, and after having considered these issues,
yeah.
and in light of God's word, here is our conclusion. You know, we do not believe that anyone can be consistently a spirit-filled, Bible-believing Christian and vote, or if you vote for a platform, which appears to be the Democratic platform in this comparison, that runs counter to God's written word. Remember, guys and gals, this isn't us speaking. These aren't our
right.
words that could be offensive.
Right.
It's the truth. It's God's truth. You can't claim to be a spirit-filled, Bible-believing Christian and vote for a platform that runs counter to God's written word.
Amen.
Simple.
We would be saying the same thing about the Republican Party or the Independent Party
right.
or anything
mm-hmm.
else if they didn't line up
yeah.
with God's word.
You know, Papa Rock, it seems like many people just want us to shut up about this.
Yeah.
Just don't. While the other True. Side shouts it from the rooftops, you Christians just be quiet.
Yeah.
And get in your place and shut up.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to shut up.
Mm-mm.
We're going to make some noise.
We
yeah.
need to make noise.
We've got to make noise.
The problem is passivity. Well, I don't want to rock the boat.
Yeah.
They're rocking the boat.
That's right.
We need to rock back.
You absolutely,
we
John.
Need to throw Papa Rock.
Yeah.
We need to do it in a loving way.
We
of
do.
Course
we do.
And
always.
We believe that too many Christians are compromising Scripture's core beliefs when they support a candidate who they may like,
right?
But who's part of a party platform
That's
that
right.
is not lining up or runs counter to God's written word.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
It. So, you know, we welcome your comments. We welcome your questions, your thoughts. However, we already have the truth, and we choose to stand in God's truth. How about you?
That's the decision, isn't it?
That's it.
Will you stand in God's truth, or will you be true to a party that runs counter to what God has plainly said Absolutely. In his word? And listen, we want to say this again. If you get offended by that, you're offended by truth. You're not offended by Papa Rock or J-Pop.
Yeah.
and I'm not just talking about unbelievers. I'm right. talking about professed Christians mm-hmm. who have come against us in this issue hard.
Yeah.
We've lost some church members over it mm-hmm. at City Central Church. Yeah. But you know what? If you stand on the truth, leave the results to God.
Yep.
That's what matters.
100%. And we can no longer believe the fallacy of, you know, church and state. Yeah. And, you know, we talked about that earlier in the podcast, and that they shouldn't combine or spill over. They're spilling over.
They are spilling over.
They're forcefully spilling over into the spiritual realm.
Right.
Purposely. And yeah. we have to defend yeah. God's truth.
Well, the left has been shouting this from the pulpits for years.
Yeah.
Right.
And True. Now it's time that we stand strong, no doubt about it. We want to thank you for listening to this podcast. I know some of these things are not easy to hear, but they are the truth. And we want to encourage you to keep listening, even right. if you disagree with us.
Right.
Be intellectually honest enough to hear the other side.
Because we still love you.
Because we still love yeah. you. And we're getting ready to start a brand new series. And it's entitled Communism in America. It'll probably Ooh, be a three yeah. or four part series.
Well, so. By the time we get done with that one, they'll not only be able to hear us, they'll be able to look at our mugs.
Yeah, tell us about that, John.
So we're working on bringing a video podcast. So we're going to take what we do now, which this podcast will still be available mm-hmm. on audio-only platforms, right. but we will be bringing it to YouTube as a regular show like we do every 2 weeks. And so we'll have some cameras on us, and mm-hmm. you'll get to put a face to the names of Papa Rock and J-Pop and even Papa John.
That is awesome.
So that's we're excited about that.
We really are. So keep listening, and then keep watching, and be sure and share this with other people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But in conclusion, we want you to know
we already have the truth.
Amen.
The Papa Rock and J-Pop Show is brought to you courtesy of the Wingman Nation Men's Ministry. Check out wingmannation.com for our blog, the Wingman Men's Moment podcast, and great learning resources for men.